Reading this morning is found in Romans, the 5th chapter, be reading verses 6 through 8. Romans 5, 6 through 8. For while we were still helpless, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man, someone would dare even to die. But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. You can be seated, please.
Good morning. It's a short reading, but a very powerful message in that short reading. The title of this lesson, we're going back to John chapter 19, is The Price for Redemption. And I considered just putting one slide up on the screen today, just so that you know what you're about to hear is pretty graphic. But I thought that maybe that was a bit too graphic. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. For this reason I, Paul, the prisoner of Christ Jesus, for the sake of you Gentiles, if indeed you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace which was given to me for you, that by the revelation there was made known to me the mystery, as I wrote before in brief. By referring to this, when you read, you can understand my insight into the mystery of Christ, which in other generations was not made known to the sons of men, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit. To be specific, that the Gentiles are fellow heirs and fellow members of the body and fellow partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. What a great blessing it is to have what was once a mystery revealed to us this day through the Holy Scriptures. You know, last week we gave several Bibles out, and I was thinking in my mind, this is like giving them a key to open a door that they can use to get them through that door to eternity. In the Old Covenant, we learn of a promise, and the writers of the New Covenant reveal the story, the promise through Christ Jesus. So precious is the word of truth that during World War II, there were two ladies that were captured by the Germans, who would be captured by the Germans and who would also become Holocaust survivors, that they knew that they would lose the opportunity to have the Holy Scriptures in their hands, so they memorized a great deal of it. In fact, one of their particular memorizations was Psalm 91. So it should be our intent when we're reading about the trial, the torture, and the death of our Lord, that we see the reality of that promise being fulfilled by God's only begotten. He paid a heavy price so that we could have spiritual freedom. The perfect for the imperfect. Romans chapter 5, going along with that reading this morning, it says in verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through him. I've been thinking this past week that when I pray, it's more about praying to God and saying to him, thank you, and rescue me. Rescue me. Why are we justified? Because Jesus endured the wrath of God for us. He took what we deserve. The price for redemption. John chapter 19. Starting with verse 1, that Pilate then took Jesus and scourged him. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. and put a purple robe on him. And they began to come up to him and say, "Hail, King of the Jews!" and to give him slaps in the face. The Romans were experts in methods of torture. And it would be very devastating to fall into their hands. Devastating not only for the body, but for the mind as well, to fall into the hands of the Romans. It seems that throughout their history, that torturing someone brought them extreme pleasure. They really enjoyed it. Jesus was scourged, and that was a common thing to do before someone was to be executed. They would strip the accused of their clothing and strap them to a slab of rock, and they would mercilessly whip that person. They would whip that person and whip that person and whip that person. Some historians say that the whip used by the Romans was fashioned with jagged bones, metal balls, and spikes. And some say the spikes were made like a hook, so that when they would strip that person and they would whip them, it would dig into the flesh, and as they would draw that whip back, it would pull the flesh, throwing it into the air with blood every time that they struck that person. Jesus would have, and as you picture in your mind, he would have gaping wounds from such torture. That's even before going to the cross. The punishment of scourging was so severe that it actually killed people, strong men. And I consider Jesus to be very strong. It's interesting, too, that scourging was prohibited against a Roman citizen. And I thought about that, and I think to myself that why would that be? Because it was for only the lowest of the low, the Jews. Anybody lower than a Roman, and that further in my mind validates in their thoughts their superiority over all other races. Once the scourging was completed, picture in your mind as Jesus strapped down against a slab of rock or some kind of rock. They would loose him from the cords of the ropes, and he would fall to the ground. They would pick him up, and then they put his clothes back on him. Now his clothes became blood-soaked. Not from just his back, but from his sides, from his legs, from his chest and his belly. And the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns. And as I studied that particular part of this depravity, I think it serves two purposes in their minds. First, it was to inflict more pain upon Jesus, who they despised. They hated him. The Roman soldiers hated him. Not because he claimed to be a king, that didn't mean nothing to them, but because he was a Jew. The Romans loathed the Jews. And we have today some situations where people loathe Jewish people. But they loathed them all. Which is a bit of sick irony, because it was the Jews that would call on the Romans to crucify Jesus, to put him to death. And the second thing I think that the Romans put this crown of thorns together or twisted it together was because they really enjoyed the torture. I don't know exactly what the crown of thorns was, but it was wound like a wreath. And it was of some extreme strong plant material, like we would think of a briar or briar patch. And it had sharp, long, pointed thorns. And they acted like spikes. And they would not, it wasn't that they placed that crown of thorns on his head. They jammed it down on his head. And when they jammed it down on his head, it drew blood and caused further wounds on top of his head and on his forehead. But I don't think this, first I've